Guys, welcome in. It is Friday on TGS. I just got false start penalty right out of the gate. Started talking without turning on the mic. Right out of the gate, false start. You know, it's like you watch a football game and it's the first drive, opening kickoff, the first team gets the ball, the Chiefs get the ball, and on the first snap. False start, 5-yard penalty, start over. No way that should happen. Stupid me. Good to be with you guys on a Friday. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit of a weird day today. Dave and Rach are out, just me and Andrew holding it down, which I know may be frightening. It's kind of like leaving your 12-year-olds home for the first time in the evening if you're going out for dinner or whatever, home alone, I should say. But we obviously have a busy day planned for you at the moment. We're going to be talking normal stuff here in this first hour, and we're busting out a whole lot of baseball. We're kind of turning this into Cardinals Friday. These next couple of Fridays, we're going to be having some extra fun with baseball. Today, starting at 2 o'clock, we'll be talking ball. Brendan Schaefer from MLB.com is going to pop on with us. He'll join us via the stream and on the air for the hour. We'll talk Cardinals, all things Cardinals, with Brendan. And in the 3 o'clock hour, well, starting, I should say, in the 3 o'clock hour, Bernie Miklas will be our co-host. And he and I will take it all the way to the end of DGS, which is 4:45 today as we get into Cardinals pregame show. And it's an early start. Actually, it's earlier than that, right? Because it's a 5:40 start. So we're actually out at like 4:35 or something like that.
The last two will get the opportunity to hear Kevin's voice today, if you should so want to.
Yeah.
Is 4:39.
4:39. Okay, that's right. Because 4:40 is when we hit that last break. Gotcha. So I just saw 5 minutes. Which is not surprising since I just got a 5-yard penalty for a false start. Anyway, during that time, from 3 until just after 4:30, that'll be Bernie Miklas co-hosting with me. We'll have Ricky Horton in that time. Matt Pauly's going to pop in at that time. And then next Friday, Dave will be back next Friday, but next Friday we'll be live across the ballpark for a couple of hours. I think Dave mentioned it yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So we'll be at Patio's. So if you guys haven't been out, Patio's is right, literally right there. If you walk from kind of the home plate entrance behind the green seats, if you just walked under the overpass, you're right there. That's where Patio's is. So we'll be there, I think, for the last couple of hours of the show. And then Matt Pauly will do pregame there. So the next couple of Fridays, we're going to be, I wouldn't call it quite tarps off. We're not doing that. Although you never know, man. If we take, you get some donations for charity, you may be able to get that at Patio's next Friday. But in the meantime, we're just going to be blowing up and having a lot of fun with Cardinals baseball. They're playing great. They're a fun, entertaining story. And that's with or without the tarps off phenomenon. They're just playing good baseball, much better than we anticipated coming into what was expected to be a bit of a rebuild. So we're having fun with it on Fridays here for the next couple of weeks, and specifically extending it out today. So Dave and Rach are out. Rach is back Tuesday, right? Rach is back Tuesday. Dave is back next Friday for the fun in advance of the Cardinals taking on the Cubs. Today, obviously, the Cardinals are in Cincinnati to open up a series against the Reds. I mentioned at the beginning, Andrew, how this has the, we have lots of days where one of us isn't here. It's a little weirder when two of us aren't here. But this almost feels like mom and dad went on a weekend trip and left us home to fend for ourselves.
Yeah, it feels like we are in our like dorm room doing like a fake podcast.
Yeah,
doing, were you episode one of like a theoretical podcast that we're going to try to launch?
How old were you the first time you got left? You were left home by yourself, and I don't just mean for like a couple hours. I mean like for a day or maybe even an overnight.
I think it was probably like age 20 or 21 when I was with my wife, and she would go out and leave me at home. I say that because starting at age 12, we moved in with my grandma.
Oh, okay. So you always had somebody around,
And usually it was like me babysitting her because she had some memory problems and some Parkinson's and stuff.
Right.
But to be like home alone basically never, ever happened.
Wow.
Until, so, yeah, like, as said, a teenager, like my wife would you go just, out with friends.
So as a teenager, that just, you never had that, you know, even like an evening where it was like just you.
Yeah, like my grandmother wasn't like, I mean, we were very close, but like, we didn't have a lot of the same interests.
No, I get it. I'm saying,
so like she would usually go back to her area and watch TV, and then I'd be across the house.
But there's
playing
a difference,
video
though.
Games, so
there's a difference because you know somebody else is in the house.
Yeah.
Versus you're just alone for the first time.
Yeah.
I think I was 12 the first time I got to do this. It was something in that like sixth grade, seventh grade range. I think sixth grade. And I had a baseball game that was close enough for me to ride my bike, and my parents were going somewhere. I don't remember where. They were going like to a barbecue at friend's place, and they were taking my brother, and they're like, okay, well, you can ride your bike to your game and come home after, and, you know, we'll see you when we get home. And I got to spend that night basically till like 10, 11 o'clock. It was just me. And it was the coolest thing. It was almost like Home Alone. Where you're like, except it wasn't an accident, right? Like, it's not like Home Alone where you're like, oh, no, they left me. You're like, after the game, I got home and I had dinner and it was like the coolest feeling. I'm like, I actually run this place. I can do whatever I want. I had a little Home Alone vibe there, except nobody was trying to break in and chase me. And I didn't have like two bumbling criminals trying to break into the house to rob it.
I do remember I would go down into the basement. I remember my parents went on like an anniversary trip and they were gone for like 4 or 5 days. Okay. And I was probably like 14-ish. And I like rearranged all the furniture in the basement or something like that, like to make it more what I wanted it to be. Like I did some kind of very stupid out of pocket thing.
That's weird to me that I get it. It's an interesting and different circumstance. It's just weird that you were so old when you first got to be like, just this is a night alone for me.
Yeah.
I'm the only person in the house.
It's had interesting effects on me as I go through life because, yeah, like I'll be excited. You know, if my wife's like, hey, I'm going out tonight, I'm going to be gone, you know, pretty much the whole evening. I get like excited at first because I'm like, yeah, get the whole house to myself.
Watch what I want, play video games.
But then it's like, I'm like, I'm lonely. I have very little experience being like completely by myself.
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting, because we didn't, you know, it's not like I don't think we ever had my parents were going out of town for a weekend and you get to stay home. That never happened. Not once. And it wasn't because they didn't trust me. It's just my dad was too busy. He didn't do those kind of things unless it was the summer and we could all go on the vacation or whatever. But I had friends that had that where their parents would just be like, well, you and your brother, you know, and that would usually be like an older brother, you know, somebody who's like 17, 18, and then you're 15 or whatever. And like, oh, let's have everybody over. And I'm like, please. But if I had been left home alone, zero chance I would have ever had people over my house.
You had it harder, right? As far as like being alone, because you were.
Well, I had a little brother, right? So I had a little brother around. And then by the time I was 18, I had a baby sister, too.
Yeah, I'm the younger brother. So right. I had more opportunities to be effectively alone.
Right, right.
Because he would, you know, after he went off to college.
That's a pretty cool thing, though. Kind of like that. I always liked it when you got that, when you were that age, whether you're 15, 16, 17, because it was rare, right? You never get the run of the house and you just do what you want. My thing was always playing my music as loud as I could play it. Nice. Like instead of playing it on my boombox in my room or on my headphones, I could just fire up the, you know, yes, this was in the time when your parents had like a stereo, you know, with the giant, I wouldn't say giant, but you know, like the thigh high speakers and all that kind of stuff. That would be where I could take over dad's sound system and just have the floor pop, and that was great. That's great.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool thing. And then, what do you think I had on in the background? Baseball game.
Oh, I thought you were going to say friggin' Metallica.
No, you know, we had, like, at that time, we had video games, but not like you're going to be, like, stuck playing. You wouldn't play it for 6 hours because the games were just they were over faster than that. I mean, you can't play Pitfall for 6 straight hours, man. It's just not that exciting. You know, you can't play Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man for that long.
Right.
Not that exciting to stay with it versus, you know, some of the big sports games now or some of the stuff that we play, the first-person shooters or whatever, those things. Man, I saw a video the other day just on this topic of having your own time of this guy's I don't remember which game he was playing, Andrew, but he's clearly a gamer, full-on gamer chair. He's streaming, whatever. Mm-hmm. And as he's playing, his alarm goes off on his phone. Time to get up to go to work. He had played through the night, and he's freaking out. He's like, oh, my God, did I just play all night? Oh, my God, I got to go. And he's, you know, had to go get in the shower and get ready. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Have you? I have, too.
Yeah. One time when I was a part-timer here, I actually just straight up didn't show, not here, but like at our old radio station our old company, because this is, you know, almost 20 years ago, but I just did not show up for work. I just forgot that I had to work.
Oh.
And yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's always a panic move. I had a couple when I worked the overnight show where you would try to sneak in a nap before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I got a call. I worked about 25 minutes from the station and I got a call 25 minutes before the show, like, hey, you're in, right? I'm like, yep, I'll be there. Just hung up the phone and did not do anything. Did not shower, did not grab food, did nothing. Just jumped in the car and made it literally as the music was playing.
Oh, no.
The open music. So I'm like, just jumping in. Let's go. That's an overnight sports talk show. It wasn't very hard.
Yeah.
You know, you jump right in. We're talking, I forget, you're talking Lakers, Bulls, or some nonsense like that in that time period in the late 90s. So we got it alone today. And again, just to give you a reminder that this is how it's going to play, Andrew and I are just going to take care of a somewhat normal. It'll still be weird. It's still like the parents left the kids home. But that kind of an hour here in the 1 o'clock hour. And then the 2 o'clock hour, Brendan Schaefer is going to step in. He'll join me from MLB.com, in case you don't know, does some stuff with STL Sports Central, and also is a radio host in Columbia. But he covers the Cardinals for MLB.com. So we'll be talking Cardinals baseball in the 2 o'clock hour. In the 3 o'clock hour, Bernie Miklas is going to jump on to be our co-host. And we'll ride that all the way till we get to pregame tonight. So the Cardinals and the Reds are playing at 5:40, pregame's at 4:45. We go all the way up until that. And we're going to blow it out on some baseball today. And we'll kind of do the a similar thing next Friday as well. With the team playing so well and having some buzz and some really cool division rivalry games coming up in Cincy tonight, you know, playing the Cubs at home next weekend, we're going to blow it out as the home of the Cardinals. So hang with us. Normal 1 o'clock hour, and then obviously we will shift into full-on, I don't know, what do we call it? Cardinals mega coverage. Tarps like off that. Mega coverage from 2 o'clock That's until fine. We get to the game tonight on KMOX. It's DGS on a Friday. Dave is on his way to California. Rach is off as well, so it's just me and Andrew for this hour. And, yep, it's like mom and dad left the kids home alone. So I did this all this. And by the way, nothing is changing as far as our afternoon schedule except for one part. We got, as I was wrapping up my poetic laying out of our baseball fun and looking forward to the Cardinals and the Reds on KMOX tonight, as I was saying that, we got the announcement that the game tonight has been postponed. It's not going to change what we're doing throughout the afternoon. We're still going to do a lot of baseball and blow it out for a couple of hours. As I mentioned, Brendan Schaefer from MLB.com will pop in with us next hour. Bernie after that, and at starting at 3 o'clock and all the way up until we wrap up, which will be, you know, around 4:45-ish, somewhere in that general vicinity. Well, maybe not now. Now it's 5 because the game is postponed. And then Redbird Rush Hour. So we'll still be. And then Sports Open Line. So you're going to get plenty of baseball tonight. Just no game broadcast tonight. So it's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow for the Reds is what it sounds like. The Reds put this announcement out as we were finishing up the last segment, and it'll be a split doubleheader tomorrow. So there'll be a 1:10 game and then an evening game. So there you go.
I was a little curious because I looked at the
Actually, I'm sorry. It'll be 12:10 Central Time. 12:10 and 6:10 because they put it out in Eastern Time in Cincy.
I was a little curious because I looked at the forecast earlier in Cincinnati, as I do most days whenever the Cardinals are, and it looked a little questionable. Looked a little sketchy.
Well, I mean, they clearly know something's going to be there all day if they're doing this early.
Yeah.
You know, because normally if you're going to try to get it in and get your window, and they must see that there's just no chance. So that's the change for tonight. Nothing else is going to change. We're going to keep doing the rest of the things as we had planned, and some interesting stuff out there. Andrew, I wanted to bring this up to you because I think you know, Rachel recognized Chef Mo. Do you recognize Chef Mo from TikTok?
Is he Glasses Man?
No. This is the guy who is doing the how to feed your family for $5 or how to feed your family for $10 or less.
Tell me about him.
Yeah. So he, first of all, I think he does great stuff. I haven't used any of the recipes or anything like that, but I've looked at a couple. I'm like, you know, it's not a terrible idea because what he's doing is people are struggling with the cost of things. Right. And even if the current gas price hike hasn't impacted the price of your groceries yet or price of them that much, it's still eaten into your budget, right? So he has gone out there, just started not that long ago. He's a chef. He's, you know, he trains people on how to create flavors and things like that. Well, he's going around and he's doing these things where he goes, here's how you can feed your family for $5 or less. And he'll walk through the store that he's going to go to. It's been Aldi at times. Sometimes it's a regular grocery store. Other times it's been the dollar store. And he'll find things that he can put together for less than $5 that will feed, looks, and most of the stuff, Andrew, looks like it would feed 4, 5, 6 people pretty easily. And he's
just me.
So this is, from what I just said to you, here's a guy who for, you know, not no money, I mean, what or whatever he makes from clicks or whatever, right? Nothing significant, is showing people how to make something pretty tasty and that will feed their family for less than $5.
Mm-hmm.
In a time where people have tight budgets. And there are people crapping on him.
Why?
There are people crapping on him because, like, you're not looking at whether or not this has got enough protein or it's not healthy enough or whatever. And he's like, that's not the point. And like, and this is the thing that drives me crazy.
Yeah, this is for when you're starving to death.
Is that the snobby people that want to tell you just buy better food, or shouldn't that be this? Good luck feeding a family on $5 if you're buying fresh produce, or if you're buying chicken breast or fish or what. I mean, like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're talking, you know, this is a case where somebody's talking to people that need help and maybe are stuck. And they don't just want to serve something that doesn't taste good just because you don't have enough money to spend on the better stuff. And he's taking everyday things, canned stew, tomato sauce, you know, things, but things that are inexpensive like noodles or rice or whatever, and building it into something. And again, he's not trying to make it seem gourmet. He's just trying to help people that need ideas if they have a tight budget and they have kids or whatever, right? And I can't believe that these people are so awful that the first thing they're going to do is criticize, well, that's not a healthy enough option. Did you look at the sodium content in there? Like, okay, look, man, you're not wrong in the sense that people, if you can do it, would be better off finding good stuff to mix in there. But when you don't have a lot of money, that's not really your top concern. Your top concern is having enough to eat. It's not necessarily, and look, I won't speak for anybody else, but I have been there as a grown person where you're going to the store and you're like, I have $60 in my bank account. I have to spend less than $60 for the food that I'm going to get for the week. Keep in mind, that was a number of years ago when you could get more for $60. That'll get you two or three days now. But yeah, that was you know, mid-90s, late-90s, when I had a little child and I was in my mid-20s, and you don't have the full career that's boomed yet. I've been there. I get it. And I see those videos, and I watch them now, even though it's not necessarily what I want to do. And even there, I've gotten some ideas. Like, oh, I like the idea that he showed how to mix that thing with that thing to make it taste a little bit better. I can't believe that this is a thing where people are going to take someone who's doing very short, they're short videos, they're 3 or 4 minutes, and here's how you do this. And then he's teaching the cooking technique. This is why it tastes good when you do it this way. Mm-hmm. This is how you thicken things up. Like, he's just doing the little tiny things, and people cannot sit back and just say, you know what? Good for him.
You ever heard of bean soup theory?
No.
On the internet?
No.
Bean soup theory is the, I think it's not even like a theory. I think it's just like a fact. But it's the theory that if you put a bean soup recipe on the internet, the first of many similar comments will be, what if I don't like beans?
Then don't make bean soup. Yeah.
It is just, yeah. And that applies to everything. Yeah. No matter what you put on the internet, immediately somebody's going
to
be like,
oh my God, you do not have to tell me that twice, dude. That is literally every sports conversation I tweet about.
Yes. You post, I can't wait to see Star Wars this weekend. And somebody else goes, I don't like Star Wars. And you go, okay, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
Not about you.
That is literally every sports debate on Twitter. But what about this? I'm not talking about that. I got this other point that I'm making here. Stop trying to distract me. That's Friday on DGS. Dave and Rach out. Andrew and I are here. Yeah, I understand if you're nervous. Stream's chiming in today. Jacob jumped in earlier. Wheels in the leg, man. What's the leg, man? What am I missing? Is that an old nickname?
No, I believe that is a reference to the television show on Fox and then on TBS and then now returned back to Fox, American Dad.
Oh, okay. I get you.
There was an episode where two of the characters had a detective firm. They called Wheels and the Leg Man.
Vic says, looks like it's a day of great hair and beards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. Mine's not a beard, is it?
I call it that.
I feel like it's just stubble, but I let it go. Usually I have like
the white is very sharp on the chin.
Oh, that's true. No, yeah, I definitely have the little gray beard on the sides of the chin.
It looks very good. Yeah. It's a great look.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't have a hate for it, and I don't like it. It's just whatever. I'm the laziest shaver in the world. So it's kind of the way to go. Mm-hmm. Like I just maybe once every 10 days, maybe depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't call it a beard, but maybe, I don't know. It is long. I need to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amy texted us. Hello from Disney World. You're at Disney World and you're messaging. That's cool.
Yeah.
I you know, honestly, if you got to stand in a 2-hour line for a kid's ride,
yeah, okay.
You could stream DGS on your
That's
phone.
True.
You can check us out on Facebook.
I was going to say, I have been to Disneyland and I feel like there are better things to do than watch.
Not when you're standing in line.
Then watch Kevin and I talk about American Dad.
Here, I'll pretend I have Mickey ears. It really is more like bunny ears.
And never seen a mouse before.
Our friend Janelle message said, you can't believe people are being crappy on social media. No, I can't. It's more of just a statement of disbelief in that we are where we are. But we are definitely where we are, Janelle. You're totally right. And then Dave says, the camera shows my true hair color much better. Oh, this camera. I get what you're saying. It's probably not the camera because I'm usually on the other side of the room. I'm in the big chair. I'm in Dave's spot.
So this is a better, it's not necessarily
it's better lighting,
camera.
Dave. You're a Hollywood guy. It's better lighting on this side. So on the other side, the window's behind me and
Kevin's,
I'm backlit. So it's kind of weird.
Kevin's
and on this
hair
side,
is always super dark sitting there. The window behind him.
On this side, there's a window, but it's not to the outside. Mm. So behind me usually is the sun. But I'm glad it looks better. It's just whatever. I don't know. I'm just a ginger. I don't have the bright orange version of it. So if I'm in the dark, if I'm in shadow like that, it probably looks quite a bit darker. I know. It's radio studios are just not built for video. So sometimes you got to deal with some funky stuff.
Unless they are specifically built for video.
Right. Well, most of them are. This is an older one. This is not a brand new
one.
Yeah, this one's definitely not. Find your light. Dude, I'm a radio guy. I don't get lighting. I just know I look dark today. Guess I'm going to try to close the shade. Keep it simple. No reason to overcomplicate it. A reminder for everybody, by the way, we just mentioned this, as we got back from the break last time, we got the announcement that the Cardinals game tonight is postponed. So it's a doubleheader tomorrow. And I'm going to jump in and do pre and post game on the first game tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And get out here and have some baseball fun.
That's
so I'm going to double it up for the weekend and do some of that tomorrow for the first game of the split doubleheader.
Now be honest, because you know, I know what you're, I know no one's is not a
When
gotcha.
Am I not honest?
Do you like pre and post?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
Because it
I
used
do.
To be.
I especially enjoy it when
guy.
It's not a West Coast night on a Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you know, and Matt will back me because Matt's doing it. I did what Matt does.
He will be here until midnight.
I did that for a bunch of years. I obviously did it during my first stint at KMOX for a few years, and then I did it when I first came back as well. It's fun, but when you do it every day, it's taxing because you're tied to the baseball schedule, which means you're at the ballpark in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You've got the game in the evening. You're there doing post game most nights until 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock. It can be a grind, and that's why I say really the only ones that are grind are the West Coast games, because your work day still starts when it normally starts, but then the game is going to start at 9 o'clock and it's going to end at midnight and you're going to get out at 1. It jacks you up. But no, the process of it is fun, man. You're just talking about the game and setting it up, and then you watch the game and then you talk about what just happened. it's pretty simple, and when you're a baseball guy, it's fun. So yeah, it's enjoyable, but it can be. It does get taxing when you are, especially late in the season, and it's a West Coast stuff. The West Coast stuff is what can mess you up. Mm-hmm. But then you also get some days where you get an early game or a fast game, and you're out early, and you're like, man, that was great. I'm actually home for 45 minutes earlier than usual, so you get that little bit of appreciation. Janelle says we're looks maxing today.
Yeah.
Are you mogging me or am I mogging you? By the way, how does the mogging thing not get more people punched in the face?
Because it's not, I mean, you're not like, you don't like get up in someone's face.
No, but I mean, you are physically, like
no,
you kind of getting
just,
in there, right? Or are they doing it in the background?
I think it's just like, if you and I go in a place together, right?
Yes.
And we're natural. It's a natural thing. You're naturally mogging everybody.
I got you. You're not, because I've seen the videos of the guys doing it where they're like getting up in people. Like
yeah,
somebody's
well,
doing
sure.
a shooting, a like a, they're shooting a live or something, and somebody's like walking up right next to them or right
That's
behind
just like
them
for attention.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't like that. You don't get in someone's space, man.
Our producer today, John, is like 20 years old, and I'm sure he's listening to this. Like
listen to these dumb old guys.
These ancient.
I got to tell you, I'm not going to lie. I find that looks maxing the looks maxing bros to be incredibly hilarious. It's the funniest thing ever to me. Like, how desperate are you?
Well, because
you
know how easily you mog them all, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, clearly, don't mog the mogger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be trying that stuff around the original looks maxer.
That's true.
That's what it says on my business card.
Kevin, the
original looks maxer. The king of the old ass t-shirt that's probably got a logo on it.
Kevin does.
Oh, and it does today.
It does have a logo. Kevin does bone smash maxing. He hits his chin with a hammer. That's how he got that chin.
The number of things that we and I say we as I'm talking about a species, like as humans, the number of things we do that make no sense at all is stunning.
Yeah.
Like, well, no sense at all. Like, no, I don't want to listen to anyone who says that doesn't work. I think it works.
This would have happened to, like, bears and sharks, too, if they were, like, a little bit smarter. Eventually, you spend enough time at the top of the food chain, and you're not really worried about getting hunted.
You're not worried about survival anymore.
Yeah, you're not worried about being hunted on your day-to-day basis, and as a result...
Haunted?
Hunted.
Oh. Very different thing. Although, maybe not.
As a result, you develop, like, I'm going to start hitting my chin with a hammer to make it a little more chiseled. Like, you run out of stuff to do, you get a little bored, and you start, your brain takes over from there.
So Brian, just on the stream, he's like, I must be getting old. What does mogging mean?
Nobody
knows. It doesn't necessarily mean you're old. It just means you're not very online, which is okay. Because I am also what would be considered old for the looks maxing guys. But because I'm a very online person, I see it. The definition is that you're, quote, outclassing or outshining someone in terms of physical appearance around you. So it's big on the fitness people, and it's dumb. It really is dumb.
You're a fitness guy. Do you worry too much about it?
Never. I've never even thought of anything about like that. I mean, I know it's generational. I try not to judge it because I didn't grow up in a time where everything you did would be potentially out there for the world. And the people that are doing it, they're doing it for the clicks. The clicks can generate revenue. They can lead to some form of fame. And that's why it gets done. It's just like, it's literally just like any other trend that we've seen. It just happens to me, in my opinion, to be one of the dumbest ones.
Clicks are the best.
What's that?
Clicks are the best.
Oh, yeah.
We got to have.
I mean, clicks are. I mean, I'd love to make fun of it, but I mean, how many giant corporations now are just about clicks?
Mm-hmm.
Not about getting stories correct or not about getting, any kind of perspective. It's just what can I tweet out that will get the most interaction, the most engagement?
Reach.
And if that's the way it's going with really big companies, why would I expect individual people to be different? I mean, if it works for what you're trying to do, I get it. I just happen to find some of those things like the whole, because so much of it is based in a dumb mythology that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like hitting yourself in the chin with a hammer is not going to make you better looking.
Well, now
it's not going to. Now you, Andrew.
Where were you 6 broken teeth ago?
And that's what, well, see, that's the problem, is that's the kind of stuff that happens, right? Is
probably
people that people, no, I've seen a couple of breakdowns on this from people in the medical profession where there are people coming in with cracked teeth, with minor fractures in their jaws that don't heal correctly because somebody's not doing the thing you're doing. Literally breaking your own bones is not good for you.
Yeah.
And you're not going to necessarily get the big boost that you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just deal with it, man. I mean, it's an odd, we're in an odd spot when it comes to people and seeking attention for what? And by that, I mean like what characteristic, not seeking attention because look, I'm the smartest person around. Or look, I have created something. Or look, I can throw a football 70 yards. Like, okay, those are skills. It's just, hey, look, I did some stuff with my hair. I smashed my face with a little hammer.
I want to clip that. What you're saying. I did some stuff with my hair. I smashed my face with a hammer.
Dave Hines said, I've been hit in the face with every tool in the box. It doesn't help. Now, I got to tell you, as a person that's been hit by a lot of things, hasn't made a damn bit of difference. Although maybe if I just did the...
You don't know what you'd look like without it.
That's fair. Maybe it would be a whole lot worse if I hadn't got hit in the face so many times with baseballs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's DGS on a Friday. Dave and Rach are out. Andrew and I have been left home alone for the hour. My buddy Brendan Schaefer is going to join us in the next hour. We're blowing it out on Cardinals coverage today. We're going to be doing this the next couple of Fridays with the team playing well and some really big games and big matchups. You know, this next stretch is mostly in the Central Division. You just wrapped up the series against the Pirates, and now you've got nine more in a row in the division. So it's Reds, Brewers, and Cubs. And then you'll have one little break in there and then another one in the division. So you've got 12 of the next 15 within the division. Things are kind of fun, and that's why we're going to have some blowing out baseball fun today and then next Friday as well. Today, of course, the plans are a little different because the game has been postponed. It'll be played as a doubleheader tomorrow, 12-10 for the first game, I believe 6-10 for the second game. And then Sunday will be as usual, but we're still staying with our baseball coverage. So Brendan Schaefer from MLB.com will jump in next hour. We'll talk Cardinals. Bernie Miklas is going to jump in. He and I are going to co-host from 3 until about 4:45. Ricky Horton will join us in the middle of all of that as well, even on the rainout day. So plenty of baseball for you. And then after that, it's Rush Hour Sports with me and Matt. And then Matt's got Sports Open Line. So we're going to have a good baseball day today. That's what we're going to do. And then next Friday will be similar, except I hope the game's not rained out. Next Friday, the crew, the regular DGS crew, we'll all be at patios next Friday. So if you want to come and hang out with us in advance of Cardinals Cubs, now you know where to find us. You can come mog Andrew.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck as though. I didn't have my mic on. Good luck as though.
Honest to God, that could be our next Facebook video.
What, mogging?
So just going around patios and mogging other people, getting them to mog us.
I don't want to mog
you think
people.
We could, you think we could,
I don't want to get shot.
What are you talking about? Who do you think's going to be hanging out at patios?
I'm just saying, look, you mog somebody, they don't know how to handle it.
Well, they don't always know you're doing it. That's kind of the point,
react
right?
Very poorly.
They don't always know you're doing it. That's kind of the point. You can be a subtle mogger.
They know I'm doing something.
That could be our next DGS Facebook and YouTube video. See who can outmog the others. Maybe we just try to do it to each other.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't have to bring in the outside world, but if you want to mog us, it's totally fine. Natel messaged on the stream, says, listening to you guys on the podcast. I have to say, I can't believe they left you two alone together to do the show. Just make sure you leave the room the way you found it. Blocked. Zero chance.
Getting blocked.
Zero chance.
Locked.
Definitely going to, I mean, I'm going to move or change something. I'm probably going to break something. That was always the worry, by the way, when you did get left home alone, flashing back to the beginning of the hour, getting left home alone, was if you did any damage and how could you build? Because look, as you mentioned, I'm an older brother. So it was my brother and I, whenever we would be home for a day or even a weekend or whatever. And we were growing up in the era where both parents worked. You'd get home from school and you had several hours every day where it's just the two of you. You have a key, you let yourself in the house, you make a snack, you do your homework, you watch TV, whatever, right? So we always had at least two, sometimes 3 hours of just us. And look, you know, sometimes we've gotten fights.
Yeah.
And sometimes something would be thrown and something would be thrown and would miss the intended target and hit the wall and leave a mark. Sometimes. Yeah. And then you had to come up with an explanation that would try to minimize the amount of trouble you would be in for the mark that you left on the wall that Dad now has to fix.
So here's a question for
you. So that's what we may have to do. You and I may have to cook up some stories that will be believable as to we fix the damage.
What was the worst thing you ever did when you were, like, tussling with the brother?
What was the what?
Like the worst thing.
The worst damage we did to the house?
The biggest problem that you ever created. Because mine was I threw my brother into like a oak table corner. Like an oak end table corner.
So you injured
him. And I broke his glasses.
Okay. Well, that's an expensive.
That's an expensive thing. And they were like broken.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got in big trouble for that. Because we were doing wrestling moves because I was road dog.
Yeah, our worst one was putting a hole in the wall in our finished basement.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. And
it's not good.
No, it's definitely not good. The result wasn't good. I don't remember the exact story that we cooked up. I think I said something like I was doing some baseball drills, and then I tripped and fell and hit the wall or something like that. The reality was we were wrestling and fighting and running around, and I got pushed and I hit the wall. And yeah, well, I mean,
there's
of course,
never been an instance.
Of course,
where your
but
parents,
when you're 12, you're not smart enough to know that it's not going to work.
It's so funny.
You think
how
you're
going to
cook
know.
Up a story that the adults are going to buy, and the adults are just. We know.
Yeah, we know.
We know now.
I
but when we were
you
12.
Chase your brother around and throw him into walls every day for 12 years. I know what you were doing.
Yeah. No, we always had that. I mean, look, it was a simple thing that being the older brother, this is fair, by the way. In retrospect, it's fair. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it used to drive me crazy because my brother would sucker punch me and I wasn't allowed to hit him back because when I hit him, I left marks. But then he tried it once when he was 13 and I was 16, and that was the last time he tried it. We'll just leave it at that.